I have to say a few words, and first, His Holiness Dalai Lama came here, welcome, and we have fortunate opportunity to great opportunity to have him to come here, and I am representative of the Deer Park and also medicine, the Tibetan Society. So thank you. And then all the audience, I really happy, peaceful and gentle way, and everybody came here and to listen to great teacher, His Holiness Dalai Lama, and then his teaching, and you have opportunity to listen directly and able to see directly to Tibetan Dalai Lama. So that is the, what I am saying. Thank you very much. Yes.
So, dear Dharma friends, I am extremely happy to be here once more and meet my long time friend, Geshe Sarala. In 1959, my final examination, the Geshe examination, among the debater, Geshe Sarala is one of them. Chesan the shoge namdeche, ungalia namdeche, eni ningu uparre. Kishilagi rik samishinga tingi. Senta dinala kosa. Painting sengi ngaro samare. Painting doje ba. Painting sade pounding slow tingi kade. Sangi kese pounding sisi sade.
I remember very clearly. Kishila was one of the selected scholars to, you know, open debates with me when I sat down for my final exams in Lhasa in 1959. And in the morning session, the main topic is epistemology and logic. And the afternoon session was on perfection of wisdom studies and middle way philosophy. And I remember very clearly that Geshe-la opened his debate on the concept of Buddha nature and citing from, referring to an important sutra, which has Pelchen, but because Geshe-la is from Tsang province, he had this very strong Tsang accent and said it Palchen, so I remember that very clearly.
Then 59, we came, escaped from Tibet. Then Geshe-la, I think among the few thousand monks who escaped from Tibet, then I think 60 or 61, his own examination in India. So then soon sent to America. So I think around 64, 65, 62, right? America, right? Around 62, we sent to America, Geshe Wangya last place. So I think one good thing is, since then, he remained as a good monk. So, it's a good example. then I think 81, the Kala Chakra initiation. Hitaji, 81, Kala Chakra initiation. At that time, his own sort of situation also, you see, a bit difficult. And from my part also, you see, we have no idea. But then, the Salamasu Minyigi in Tungongajisya Tengkevde. Kishinlaage, ta shirakshan, isi shinge marela, su sawar jirwa, shosak kyoru jirwa, ini Salamasu jirwa. Ini kishinlaage ngandaw. And then, hey, such a single mother, and Solomon's decision, Solomon's minigi into Mojiza, thank you.
So, in 81, we had the Kala Chakra initiation at Deer Park Monastery, but at that time, the Deer Park Center was in its very early stages, so not well established, so it didn't have much in the form of facilities, and Geshe-la was not that well versed in the ways of the world here. And on my part, too, not fully being cognizant of what is the situation may be here. So the two of us, he requested, and I, out of ignorance, also said yes. And then we staged the Kala Chakra here.
And here, Zalba and his wife, in their home, I stay. Isn't it? So since then, see, we've become very close friends. So once more, I'm very happy to be here. Now, today and tomorrow, the lecture on Buddhism. And I always believe different people and different cultural heritage, including religious faith. So now here, American, like European, are basically Judeo-Christian background. So therefore, I want to make clear, it is important to keep one's own tradition, one's own sort of traditional faith. That's, as I mentioned earlier, Judeo-Christian tradition, faith, and then maybe some extent some Muslims. So it is safer remain with your own tradition. Changing religion, not easy. Sometimes it may create more confusion. So therefore, it is important to remain with one's own traditional faith. Meantime, learning the sort of the essence of different tradition, that also useful, particularly the present sort of the reality, whole world, now 6 billion human beings, now almost become like one big human family. So whole planet is something like just one entity. So from that perspective, the small planet, 6 billion human beings, that's one entity. And that entity, multi-religion, multi-culture, multi-racial. And another factor, not only in the past, but even today, in the name of religion, some divisions, some conflict also happening. Very, very unfortunate. So for that, more closer relations among different traditions, and at least some knowledge about the tradition of the others, sort of, also they practice. That very helpful, as it to develop mutual respect. And then, of course, there's already some Buddhist practitioner already here, some Tibetan, and then also there's some Americans. So as an individual who really feel the one's own tradition not much sort of effective, and some other tradition seems more effective, then in such case, yes, examine very carefully. Then if you really feel that like Buddhist approach is more effective, more suitable, then it is individual right to choose that. But then important is the, although you, that individual person, finds Buddhist approach is more suitable, more effective, but that does not mean that your traditional religion no longer any effect or benefit to larger people. No. There's still millions of people getting inspirations, immense inspirations, and get sort of hope and the purpose of life from your traditional sort of religion. Therefore, in spite you follow Buddhist tradition, you must respect the your older traditions. That's very important. So, now, usually, when we have, you see, Buddhist from different traditions, then, as a lower Kenshin,
to respect the order of seniority of the Buddhist traditions.
The firstly, you see, Pali, recite or chanting Pali, some sutra, like Mangalam Sutra, then next, as far as Sanskrit tradition in foreign language is concerned, I think the senior most is Chinese. So recite usually Heart Sutra in Chinese language. Now here, no Chinese who can recite that, I think, not available. Then, okay. Then, sometimes Vietnamese and Japanese or Korean, like that. So, usually I do that. In India also. That creates some kind of spirit. We all, traditionally, as Buddhists, like that. So now today, at the beginning, we will recite a short prayer.
So before the teaching, we'll do some chantings, especially the chantings that relate to the three daily activities.
The three part, the first part, the salutation to Buddha, second part, the Vinaya, few sentences from Vinaya, then third, reflection about impermanence, or suffering nature, or empty nature. Then after that, Heart Sutra. Which Heart Sutra is a heart study, but the Shiro Nimbu say, Ningdi. I mean, Nimbu say, essential, you know?
Right, Ijina, Chipu Kogor.
Ka.
Ijina, Chipu Kochogor now.
Right. So those people who can recite Tibetan, then please chanting with us. If not, simply you see the reflections in the meaning of emptiness. So. Dhamma jamdhen de de jin yin 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 da jung ba yang da wa zwa
Tobe zangye riba na shakso dhamma dewa shepa jiden jimba jivu dewe kalu juwa lana mebal hada
Minam ye dhamma zangye jamdhen de pe jawa shakya dhoba na jang
Chate lo jito jesu jiu
Dhamma jamdhen de de jin yin yin da jung ba yang da wa zwa
Ribada shakso dhamma dewa shepa
jiden jambo jibundu kalo jo lana meba lada minam je dhamma sanje chumden de beja wa shakya tova la shakya lo
chuto jaso je u
dhamma chumden de diyin yabha da jambo yanda wa sobe sanje
ribada shakso dhamma dewa shepa
jiden jambo jibundu
kalo jo
lana meba lada minam je Dhamma Sanje Jumden De Pekya
Wa Shakya Tupa La Chata Mo Chato Kya So Che U
Hangze Kanye So Che Tamze Sashen De La Khomba Jumpa Ne Ngane
Jiten De Na Cho Che So De Che Kepa Chang La Chata
Nada Khomba Chato Susa Wa Yishe Kya So Se Che Lumpa Da Dhamma Jiten So Na Tange Wa Khomba Chanyi Kya La
So next we will recite the salutation verses from Abhisama Alamkara, which is ornament of clear realization, which is one of the key texts on the perfection of wisdom, and also the salutation from Nagarjuna's fundamental wisdom of the middle way, which is one of the key texts for the middle way teachings.
Sāshī bhīyā jīmē dāsāṁ rāyā nīśyā nīśyā jīmē dāsāṁ 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 jī
sāngjē shātāṁ sācī shāṁ
lā jāngjū bātō tāne jāsū shē tāgī chīshī jīvī sānāṁ jī dhūlā pēncē sāngjē rūpārā shū
sāngjē shātāṁ sācī shāṁ lā jāngjū
bātō tāne jāsū shē tāgī chīshī jīvī sānāṁ jī dhūlā pēncē sāngjē rūpārā shū
sāngjē shātāṁ
sācī shāṁ lā jāngjū bātō tāne jāsū shē tāgī chīshī jīvī sānāṁ jī
Dollar,
How many Tibetans are here who can follow the teachings in Tibetan? Raise your arms.
Chinese translation, Yorba. Yorba. So that, give me.
So how many listening to the Chinese translations? Can you raise your arms?
Those Chinese who are listening Chinese translation. And there are a few. There's some here. Good. I don't worry. Pepe Nali, Pepe Mato Machine, Position.
Among the Tibetans, how many are who speak only Tibetan? Not many.
So, the Buddha Dharma, of course, 600 years ago, the Buddha Shakyamuni came. And then he taught teaching basically, or I think as a foundation of Buddha Dharma. When Buddha come, they already existing the India's sort of Dharma, whether you call it Hindu Dharma or I don't know. But the Dharma already there. So, the Samadhi, or I think basically Shila, Samadhi, Vipassana, common. Then Buddha, unique in the Buddhism, that is Sanskrit word Pratitisamubandh, the interdependency, or
dependent origination.
That is something very unique. Then also, I think one unique, that is infinite altruism. Even within the Buddha's own teaching, this concept of infinite altruism I think Buddha taught maybe a bit later in his lifetime. So eventually, there are two, I think, main languages. One, Pali language. I think at the time of Buddha, I think there are some different sort of language. Even within the Pali, I think some differences. Some say that, I don't know. In any case, now the Pali tradition, which eventually flourished in Sri Lanka, Burma, Thailand, Cambodia, I think mainly in this area. The Sanskrit tradition. I think the institution or the period, Takshashila period, I don't know what the main language, Sanskrit or Pali, I don't know. We need more research work, I don't know. But there's no doubt the Nalanda sort of, what's the institution, since that established, then I think at least a few centuries, Nalanda tradition, then I think during that period, the Sanskrit tradition much developed. So then eventually, mainly I think a translation into foreign language from Sanskrit, I think mainly Chinese. Then through Chinese, I think Vietnam, Korea, and Japan. Some Japanese say that they also have direct link from India, not to China. Then after a few centuries, I think at least four centuries, then the Tibetan translation from Sanskrit as well as Pali started. So that means around 7th century. So we are junior, we are younger, right? Junior is the younger.
Junior.
Pali, senior most, Chinese, senior, we, junior. But as far as knowledge is concerned, I think at least today, I think we are not necessarily junior. Of course, like Ishikisha Savala, these are now they, I think last generation of really, I think marvelous sort of scholars. So age wise, also my also you see that Kasoda, last generation of scholar, but me personally, my knowledge is very little. You cannot compare, you see, knowledge with him. Of course, I have, you see, the higher seat. but knowledge is concerned, I'm just there. And also the Kishi Tudola. Very good. Kyaal ta Kishi Kisha Tudola, Kyaal Lobjong Nana Ya Tempete, Teteteta.
So, Geshe Trotola, who's Khenso Rinpoche, is also among the Geshe's who took their final exams in India at the beginning. He's one of the top masters of that generation.
And Geshe Wandala also. That's all rooted there. One of the top scholars. Like that. So I'm really happy, see, they mixing with these people. Really learn it. So, I think one good thing about Tibetan Buddhism is, I think 8th century, the main effort flourishing Buddhism in Tibet since 8th century. So the main person at that time, because of the flourishing, carrying teaching of Buddha Dharma. Of course, Dhamma Sambhava also there. But I think main teacher is Shantarakshita. He come from Nalanda. He himself, a great scholar and monk. Then also, I think, after him, his main teacher, his main disciple or student, Kamalashila, I think some kind of sort of serious discussions with some Chinese scholars. Then the Kamalashila, then eventually, I think his effort prevailed, right?
Yeah. Prevailed, no. Mm?
No. So his then he carried the same sort of practice, serious study, as the tradition of Nalanda, his teacher, Shankarakshita, then he himself, Kamalashila. Now both, she wrote, I think, very difficult, important text about logic, about philosophy, or like that. So still we are studying these Sutra books. So I think because of their effort, I think the Tibetan tradition, now several centuries, now emphasis importance of study, and meantime,
So the tradition became established where there was an emphasis on ensuring that study, critical reflection, and meditative practice were never isolated one from another.
So till today, is that Nalanda tradition, I think very rich tradition. They study all these difficult texts. At the beginning, learned by heart, all these root texts. Then explaining, explanation, word by word. Then debate. So, in order to get precise meaning, a lot of debate. So I think with these factors, I think the Tibetan knowledge, generally speaking, I think quite good. Quite good. So, now how to start? I don't know. Yeah, this is Lokumandra. Sanjay Ve Chög Nala, any Ta, Sena, Tseme Shug Kaduliya, any Ngarang Mundu, Nazo, Dubja, Tag Dubja in Enda, Pujan Rengu Dubja in Enda, Dubja D, and it cement debris. Did not ask about Slavina, Te Mundu Toya in Enda, Pu Nedi Toya in Enda, T Dudi, and it Manos Horis. Jeba, 미기 주범에 최종 코라다 참하게 말했대 제바 참하게 말했대 이내 대야 가소래 제 미기의 주제에 님이 통해 참아 미기 주범에 지금 팬 통해 참아 대단하다 때문에 용대하지 뭐 인도자네 하다 참해 되고 시작을
So, at the beginning, one of the things that I would like to point out is that in Buddhist epistemological literature, when these texts describe the process by which we attain our immediate or long-term objectives, our immediate and long-term objectives are described as fruits of valid understanding or fruits of knowledge. And what does that mean? What is the significance of describing our objectives as being fruits of knowledge and valid cognition? And here, for example, according to Buddhist understanding, our immediate objective is to attain higher rebirth, and our final objective is to seek liberation, freedom from cyclic existence. So the ultimate objective is referred to as the definite goodness, and the immediate short-term objective is referred to as the higher birth. And both of these are described as fruits of knowledge. Now, for example, what is the principal factor that would spur us to seek true liberation, true freedom? And here it is a genuine sense of renunciation. Of course, although the renunciation itself is not an instance of knowledge, but true renunciation arises only on the basis of a deeper knowledge, such as the fuller understanding of the nature of suffering, and so on. And similarly, the key factor for attaining Buddhahood is the practice realization of awakening mind, bodhicitta. Again, bodhicitta or the awakening mind itself is not an instance of knowledge, but bodhicitta or awakening mind can only arise on the basis of a true knowledge and fuller understanding. Similarly, with respect to the immediate objective of attaining rebirth, what is the key factor for this? The key factor for that is living an ethically sound way of life that is constituted by refraining from 10 negative actions of body, speech, and mind. And so one can engage in such ethical way of life on the basis of, again, a deeper knowledge of what are the negative consequences of engaging in harmful actions, and what are the positive consequences of adopting a truly sound ethical way of life. So again here, it is the understanding, it is knowledge that would give rise to a more ethical way of life. So therefore, in these Buddhist texts, all our objectives, whether it is immediate or long-term, they are described as fruits of valid cognition or fruits of knowledge.
응냐. 자, 근데 인도산에, 세마, 친신 말로배, 예배, 창고치고, 여배, 인도산에, 땅달래야, 땅달러다, 군집러다, 세계아래. 땅달러다, 쓰자네, 조그릇러드, 아니, 我有那时候 买不起, 那么多个多大呢? 怪什么的了? 这里是了, 以前大家的了? 转到老的时候的。 但我有那时候 也不起, 哎, 要买的时候, 带你的时候呢? 滚的时候的, 也不起了, 买不起了。 자, 第二个老, 老的时候的。 자, 第一个时候的时候呢? 뭐, 가는 여바지, 신, 시에 관해, 된대기, 놓치지 말라고 지기, 타네, 아니, 가속으로 그게, 다, 그냥 겨워줘야, 직보봉야, 직봉 기둥써야지, 치지 말라고 놓치기 타네, 연구야, 내 마더, 치지 말라고 놓치기, 아니, 테스트입니다. 지금 랑도 세야 용도 연구되지, 얘네, 이 폭장부 중국 말이지, 강도로 상제배 최근으로 단지, And it's Rogurstaya Tane, Rogurist, the Shigar.
So, what are the opposite side of this valid cognition and true knowledge. And this, in the Buddhist text, are described as distortions of reality, distorted forms of knowledge or false ways of understanding reality. And within this domain of distortion, we identify two forms. One takes the form of exaggeration, referred to as superimposition on reality. The other takes the form of denigration. So in one instance, for example, when looking at reality, if you tend to exaggerate over and above what is actually there in reality, that falls into a domain of distortion. And that kind of distortion is referred to as superimposition or exaggeration. On the other hand, if you deny what is there in reality, then you are also falling into a distortion and a false way of knowing. And this form of distortion is referred to as denigration. So therefore, a truly sound spiritual way of life has to be grounded in an approach that would avoid these two extremes, the extremes of exaggeration and superimposition, and extremes of denial and denigration. And although one may be able to adopt a certain ethical way of life with some half partial knowledge, but to be true to the spirit of the Buddha's teaching, one's spiritual path and practice has to be grounded upon a sound understanding of the actual nature of reality. And it is on that basis one has to build one's path and the practice. So, therefore, when giving his first public sermon, Buddha taught his teaching within the framework of the Four Noble Truths, which all of you must be familiar with. These are the truth of suffering, the truth of the origin of suffering, the truth of the cessation of suffering, and the truth of the path that leads to the cessation of suffering. And when Buddha taught these Four Noble Truths, he did so by means of repeating each of them with respect to their individual characteristics, natures, and their functions, and the effects of the practice. So the point I'm making is that Buddha emphasized right in his first public sermon the need to have a deeper understanding of the nature of reality. The Buddhist path and the practice has to be based upon something that exists in reality, not just on some fantasy, but something that is understanding of the nature of reality. And on that basis, you then need to develop an understanding and a sense of conviction that given this nature of reality, given this cause and effect relations, there is a possibility for change. There is a potential for change and transformation. So on that basis of the conviction of the possibility of change, then one applies the path, the practices that are developed on that basis of understanding. And so the path, the implementation of the practice of path then leads to the result. Therefore, in Buddhist teachings, whether it is in the non-Mahayana scriptures or whether it is in the Mahayana teachings or whether it is in the Vajrayana teachings, all the presentations of the teachings are made in terms of either the ground, which is the nature of reality, or the path, which is based upon that, the actual practices, and then the fruits or results of that practice.
Ani chumden degi tuyeda chungor ta chubun teri shi dono sende de sungu yare. Ta di pa dezen ro chebe yina tenshi chungo sende chungo tangbo che. Tene shishingi chogo dezen nibati che. Tene ta chungo sumbo tela rigni sha.
Tishin shekwe nyingbun do chani gyur lame shesha sabyan do ta tis pesha sohre te ene o tishanim ta shishin gyur do degi degi ige tenpa shesun nangi gopay tenpa siyan di jishin pesha shepa le ya tungni shekwe uyo re tungni thamu shekwe uyo re dede yidu sani tungni thamu dala yujyue se slava re tungni thamu yujyue se ge deshe shibta di shishin shungna sohre ngayden tungni sumpa da chepji tungshi shechen ngay sumpa kamne ene tishin ge ene ta tishin sinemido. かだち、うんどっけえ、うんどっけえてた。えね、うんどっちだっけえ、じんば。おてじてて、せしんぐすでしんのそういうんぐやれ。だってでいんばいんでさね、だ、とあんた、ししんぐしゅんぎ、ゆぎゅうえせて、しぶてせしゃけん。だってね、ころためんどなんぎ、じしぶにんぶんどゆじんぐうえせて、 人心的战争性的松鼻了。当然，苦了他们，都得才，都得啷个说不？都不，西京的熊呢？但不能行的，东尼他们的，呀，落了呀，没松也做了，呀，西京的熊的广播铁路没得松呢，但是西京的熊呢？ 我你没把现在确实是我你没把送下吧？对，哎呢，我你没把代表人呢，恰当这样个两个月跟个对着他了，呀，我你没把送了光呢，我你没把走路送人的，对，呀，这个告诉我嘞，嗯，利息对着他了，让判断有的不这个，这里因为就是啥呢，到底工资多不？呀，日没得这个多啊。
So, traditionally, all the teachings that are taught by the Buddha are referred to as what are known as the 84,000 heaps of teachings. And this is the traditional way of listing all the teachings given by the Buddha. But when they are condensed, one can understand this entire collection of teachings in terms of the three turnings of the wheel of Dharma, or the three public sermons of the Buddha. The first turning of the wheel of Dharma, the key subject matter of that is the Four Noble Truths, as explained before. The second turning of the wheel of Dharma, the key subject matter of that is the perfection of wisdom, particularly the teachings on emptiness, which is also referred to as the objective clear light. And so what we can see is that the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, where the main text or the scriptures are the perfection of wisdom, this can be seen as actually a further development and elaboration on the third noble truth, the truth of cessation. Because a deeper understanding of the truth of cessation is only possible on the basis of a fuller understanding of the nature of emptiness, teaching on emptiness. Therefore, in order to elaborate on this, the third noble truth, the teaching on emptiness was presented in the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, as embodied in the professional wisdom scriptures. And in these scriptures, the explicit subject matter is emptiness, but implicitly, as the basis upon which emptiness is qualified, also the various levels of the stages of the path, the levels of realization of the path are also presented as an implicit subject matter in these professional wisdom sutras. And the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, there are two categories in this collection of teachings. The first category, which is the primary one, is the sutras, the scriptures belonging to the teachings on the Buddha nature, the Tathagata Garbha, the essence of Buddhahood. And the key text is the Tathagata Garbha Sutra, the sutra on the essence of Buddhahood. And so what we find here is that in this particular scriptures, a collection of scripture, what is being developed further is the subjective clear light, which is the subjective quality of the experience of emptiness. Because in the second turning, it was the objective emptiness that was presented. In this third turning, it is the subjective clear light, which is the subjective experience of emptiness. This is presented. And there is also a second category of the third turning, such as the Langa Avatara Sutra, and also the Samdhinirmochana Sutra, which is the sutra unraveling the intent of the Buddha. And in these second category of the teachings, what we find is another set of teachings which are presented by the Buddha for the benefit of those individuals who are not yet ready or who are not fully receptive to the teachings on emptiness. Because, for example, in the second turning, that emptiness was taught across the entire spectrum of reality, but there are, for the benefit of those practitioners who are not receptive to this teaching, in the third turning, such as the Langa Avatara, Buddha taught another way of interpreting the teachings of professional wisdom, where identitylessness or absence of inherent existence is contextualized differently. Therefore, three forms of identitylessness are presented. So in brief, the third turning of the wheel of Dharma has two categories, the primary one and the secondary one.
Chasaka Nangshuki Rodandi Shirup Namjiki Shirup Di Peta Kasu Pika Sobarata Pa Hejur Chani. Tela Tene any Nam Lotu Saba Chig Munzi Tadao Pige Saba Chile. Ti any Rimbe Rimbegi any emotionally, jyotatyaj.
So the basic point I'm making is that the key approach in Buddhism is really based upon cultivation and development and enhancement of the discriminative awareness, the faculty of discriminative awareness, the wisdom. And on the basis of the cultivation, development, and application of this faculty of wisdom, one gains deeper insights, you know, fresh outlook on the nature of reality. So it is through the combination of this new perspective, new outlook on reality, and the insights that you derive on the basis of the application of wisdom, that one is able to then bring about transformation at the level of our emotions as well. So this is the key approach of Buddha Dharma.
제가 토마다 롬니게 계속 잡으래.
Because of this, it becomes very important for the practicing Buddhists first to engage in some form of study.
다 안다데 숨으시셔야지 렘림 뒤뒤체. 그래서 다 렘림 뒤뒤 재갱게 제일 무슨 코란게 롬니 간접 잡았지 떡준 뒤님이 나 편이고요. 세상에로 떡준 뒤님 로그인다.
So, although the key text for this series of teachings is really Tsongkhapa's text, The Songs of Experience, which is the condensed points on the on the stages of the path, but the author of that text is Tsongkhapa, who tells actually in an autobiographical manner how he himself engaged initially in the study of the Buddhist texts. So, therefore, I will first read that autobiographical verses, which is on page 25, which is the good goal, expression of realizations, the spiritual autobiography of Tsongkhapa.
야다. 제천제천부 동갑을 챔비러니 이제 또 연구도 자원, 뇌림을 시작하고 숙소로서. 다, 엄, 델리수 교지. 직대는 툴이 창조, 따위 및, 씨름, 캠베, 두배, 예수네, 델리자와, 천신, 라마당, 지순, 캠베, 되게 쉬운 듯. 다, 툴이 창조, 자디, 태기 두자, 응원도, 후기 두자, 예리. 얘네들 응원도 예리, 두비야, 추리리, 그, 시후야래. 근데 이 메뉴산에, 지금 둘이 창조, 따위 믹스. 씨름 캠베, 두배, 예수네. 씨버 코알이야, 코야게, 싸워디, 머리배치기야래. 동년 덕에 쇠여 말해. 동년 민주신도, 동년기 교, 랑, 낭낭숙숙이 죽대야지, 멍배왕게 채바래. 근데 인두산에, 미시베, 멍배, 아니, 동해 연구여바 인주산에 딱 몽고 세야게 철도 남지기 시로를 떼네 아니 동해기 두벌레 야다 예수도야지 연구여바 인주 실름 캠베 두베 예수네 델리사와 진젤라마다 지수 캠베드지 시로는두 신데 토마 최실제
So the first stanza is a salutation verse we read Om, may all be happy and well. The eye that views worldly ascendance and the liberation of enlightenment. So this, in this line, Tsongkhapa refers to the two objectives of a Buddhist practitioner, the short-term objective of attaining higher birth and the final objective of attaining liberation. And then in the second line, it reads, the source of rest of those weary from wandering the paths of cyclic existence. And here, he is referring to the importance of the teacher as embodying the wisdom that is, in fact, what will bring about the freedom from cyclic existence. Because the root of cyclic existence, unenlightened existence, is ignorance. Therefore, the root of all sufferings is ignorance. Because nobody, no single sentient being, deliberately looks for suffering, all desires to be free from suffering, yet we continue to perpetuate the conditions that give rise to suffering. So what this suggests is at the root of our very existence, there is a form of ignorance, there is a form of unknowing. Therefore, it is through cultivating that wisdom, one will be able to undo this process that leads to suffering. Therefore, and thereby bringing about this rest, the respite that we are seeking for. So he writes, the source of rest of those weary from wandering the paths of cyclic existence, the root of all good fortune, kind guru, and treasure of holy wisdom, I bow at your feet.
kasa baba chungmyo labchin so dhu la gyala jesu yiran chodo song khebara rangi ngansha gyawa la lomsum chaya gawa chir jena ngansha gyawa kongdo pelo shi gyaya songbe tuen tu dhuji tang chinda tenchi songbe gwaba di rangi tersam gomsum chidra nawa te jikpa jik chansush na yudu zane yiran kye yungu dhuz te ini baba chungmyo labchin so dhu be tab So, 근데 인도 거바 샹야 망도 통하나 제 손이다. 거바 샹야 망도 통하나 생주 가운데도 깨는데 님부터 가렸으면 당고 짜진 처바 망도 짜요. 바도 흉도 삼자 담바샤. 타만 인생분도 냥솔라. 군자 담바제베 최동무 순지 삼신 드마 레네다 거리서 지진 캠베 때렸어.
So in the next stanza we read for one of slight effort to gather the magnificent collections, rejoicing in virtue is taught as supreme, especially towards virtues created in the past by oneself. If one generates great joy devoid of pride, virtues created in the past will increase. In order to accomplish that goal taught by the conquerors. So up to this point, Tsongkhapa is stating the key purpose of having composed this work, which is to really reflect upon and review the study and the meditative practices that he himself has engaged in, so that he could rejoice in the wholesome acts of his own, and also reminds the reader that rejoicing is in fact one of those virtuous acts that has this ability to enhance one's merit. And then in the next two lines, he then also acknowledges other possible purposes for composing this, when he says that as many further purposes are seen, it is excellent, O mind, if you generate joy in that way. So here, he's also implying that by telling his own story of how he himself has engaged in the study, entered upon critical reflection and undertook the meditative practice, perhaps it could inspire others to follow in the same example and engage in the study and practices. And then in the next stanza, he gives the summary of what that life was. He says that, first of all, I sought vast and extensive learning. In the middle, all the scriptural traditions arose as practical advice. At the end, I practice all day and night and dedicated all in order for the teachings to spread. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom. He's referring to Manjushri, his teacher.
Yeah. Ah. 젊지기 아니 천지 센세 다 럼니 센세 라마 망고 제발해 당에 자산 생기면서 가다 라마 망고 제발해 다 뒤낭세네 또 신증 우대 소원은 신 통 허사 통들 개회 용진 넘버 시스 용진 시스 도시래 냐오엔 버치 용유 제네 최준주지 아니나 들으지도 그저대 허윤에 다 다우경에 들어봐 제네 와다 치수 다 치수 쓰네미도 나 과리야 다 안다디 용진 넘버 시사디 다시 도초 과도 도면도 생기 다 전에 응앙쇼 과도 또 다 공수 대신 뭐 책이 봐봐, 제 안 오고. 나가는 신기, 아니, 근데 여기 충분해봐. 다들 좀 해서 도래. 다들 치수, 흉치다, 사고로 우메다가 꼴라, 도디, 렌다버리. 다들 지금 잠배야, 젊으시기, 고두, 라마 지춤버리. 라마 응어버셔야지. 오도지스. 콩총총급네, 콩, 룩진난체, 축진난의 실베크돌이야. 니면 지, 콩 확하게 깨를. 라마 응어버리다. 지수탈로 뭐 응어버셔야지. 쟤네, 깨를 내야 상인도자네, 눈대 지진 잠배양, 군도 나고지. 그러지, 쟤시부터, 쟤시 당구대. 얘네, 쟤네, 라마 우모바, 보우다질이야, 지진잠배야, 양양시했을걸. 그럼 구스멍구, 좌지우라도 와. 뺀다 떡구름 붙이, 군진짐진, 지진잠배, 시시다과 용되기도 와. 정식이 용돼야지. 구스멍구다, 개발시다도 와. 쟤네, 토마 저름 붙이, 라마 우모바 균이, 라마 우모베 로사왔나? 다 로사왔으니, 깨에다 로사왔게 가임받지, 가다 슈주스 넘기가래. 저름 붙이 독주 나야 된대, 라마 우모바리야. 숭, 우모베 저름 잠배야리야, 독주 나니. 저도 저름 붙이는 잠배야 셀쓰기 아마래. 토마에니, 우모바리 셀쓰기, 지진 잠배야리, 다 투버로, 세 투비 겸이, 젊으시기 흉, 흉 깐해야 된대, 야, 우모부 균이야, 통주 남배 거둬라, 니마 랜디, 딱다 용되게 하래. 아니, 젊으시기 아예, 통미 전부 통, 라마 우모부를 시행자야기, 지진 잠배야리, 딱 투버시 레샤하신, 통미로 통, 라마 우모부를 니 개우샤하신. 근데, 지금이야, 아니, 저는 붙이, 딱 갈래갈래, 나랑게 지진 잠배양식 시스시 명예 공화로 제체. 아니, 믹스에 손들다 사장한테 남버래. 뒤뒤 가동을 먹게 슈주래. 세상에 가동사야, 내대. 내 가동, 리쥐드나 말래야 됐어. 지진 잠배양, 뒤뒤 신주 티셔시도. 어떻게, 어떻게, 사회남탄 안티시도 와. 니만 씨, 지금 시대도, 초등, 저부 지나러도, 초등, 저부를 부르다, 간다, 상관 지나러도, 초등 시대 그 돌이야. 왜 아니, 왜 공부? 왜 시부지게 배, 가서 초등에 지금. 니 두고서 야구 시대 그 돌이야. 니 나라, 니 지진잠배야. 토마시에 씁다. 니 지진잠배야. 남들, 지금 시대 씁다. 샤르다. 이내 젊으시, 라마 우모발이야, 젊으시, 시시, 중생, 숭여말에. 따서 쌍으로지 쇼다. 근데, 니무지, 라마 우모발, 아우, 나 다시, 폐지, 결혼을야, 지진잠배야, 시시, 여자도 왔으니. 근데 라마 우모발, 숭도 와. 근데, 다 티비래. 젊으시, 멋있다, 간부르시도 와. 젊으시, 간부르시지, 쉬만한인데. 자, 이내 쇼, 라마 우모발이 지진잠배야, 게. 아니, 떠봐줘, 면도. 제, 아니, 라고 오면, 다 다섯 개라는 배지 주자면, 세수기 여보다도 왔으니, 아, 쇼, 라첩 총은 인스. 어, 도스래. 쟤는 치수다 주자면, 점심이야. 태아가를 그게 믿음이, 집어넣은 시, 쟤는 세수이니, 다, 지금, 도하다, 도, 지다, 사과를 있니, 우메 따갖고, 다가는 신경이니, 쌍아 지다, 사과를 남이고, 그래서 쟤디, 대낭전에 규제사원 되고, 이디, 애니 지진잠배양이야. 따와 되게 통전해야지, 전부래. 자, 근데 인도 지진잠배 숭멍구 날라리야. 지진 캠페 때렸으니, 믹세이션을 송해야지. 지단 사과 하루 지려, 지분하니, 손대 말이, 점심에 기계는 차르다.
So here, when talking about, you know, the kindness of his teacher.
야, 디, 디지르민들. 기계는 사부로지 요하다. 기계는 사부로지. 성불이야, 슈슈베 그도르. 아니, 젊지, 천년 패부샤 주무래. 천년 패부샤, 여베 그도르야. 아니 주지 잠배야 그냥 셰스 비급실이야 주지 잠배한 게 다 독선이 체년하는 슈버이나 젊지 지 따위 정도 쳐야 다 남고면 떡을 찢어야 육마리스 다 자대제 패버리스 두 번째 뜻이도 쉬었네 다 자대를 패버리스 쉬니 쉬버리 실사는 이제 소래 이제 너무 우먹을래 쉬비야 이제 다 안 돼 대배 젊지 공로 쉬는 쉬는 제대 이내 때 캐베 캐버 표도 침벌 아니 뒤져 망고를 피게 다 쳐 숨쉬 비티 나니 로든 페브 샤도스 난 로든 페브 디디 파 샤세 아니 자델도 페나 이 담발은 뇌서레스 아니 민망구에 그저 꼬더야로 용서레스 또 쉬면 지진 잠배한데야 지진 잠배한 게 담발라 페마페 내신 그레스 미 카드 그 돈을 사바꿔놨어 특히 이게 사바로 제도가
So in this text, at the end of most of the verses, you find a line where Tsongkhapa acknowledges the kindness to, of his teacher, and here he invokes the name of Manjushri, the treasure of holy wisdom, and it's a reference to Manjushri. Generally, as it is very clear from Tsongkhapa's various biographies, Tsongkhapa studied at the feet of numerous Tibetan masters of many different traditions. And for example, at the beginning of one of his major works, there is a reference to his four principal tutors, particularly dealing with the sutra cycle of teachings. These four teachers include the great master Nyawen Kungapela as well. And then there are also many great teachers on Vajrayana instructions that he received, such as Chögyi Bepa and particularly Khyungpo Lepa, the yogi Khyungpo Lepa and so on.
Lama Nyawen, Shantung Sungore, Shantung, Shantung Sheshiwore.
Nyawen, one of the four tutors of Tsongkhapa, was actually a proponent of Shantung philosophy. And then one of Tsongkhapa's earliest teachers was Chögyi Thundup Rinchen when Tsongkhapa was in Amdo and before he came to central Tibet. And then, later, one of the principal teachers of Tsongkhapa was Rendawa, and particularly on the study of great Indian Buddhist classics, and especially those that deal with the middle way philosophy of emptiness. Rendawa was the principal teacher. But however, Tsongkhapa's main teacher really became Manjushri, and initially, Tsongkhapa did not have any direct communication with Manjushri, but rather it was mediated by one of Tsongkhapa's masters who was known as Lama Umapa, Pawo Dorje. And it was known that Pawo Dorje was a mystic who had a repeated visionary experiences of Manjushri, Bodhisattva Manjushri. In fact, these kind of repeated visionary experiences began very early on in the life of Umapa. In fact, Umapa, when he was a young boy as a shepherd, herding sheep, one day he fainted and had this experience of being, you know, losing loss of consciousness. And when he woke up, he had a vision of Manjushri who had a dark color of body. And from that point onwards, Umapa had always visionary experiences of Manjushri as if meeting person to person. So initially, Tsongkhapa, in order to test whether this visionary experience of Manjushri that Umapa was having was a genuine one, he submitted many questions to Manjushri through Umapa, and questions that dealt with the very difficult and subtle and profound aspects of both Sutra and Tantra. And on the basis of repeated questions that were submitted, Tsongkhapa came to recognize that the vision that he was having was a genuine one. And since then, Tsongkhapa used Lama Umapa as a medium to have many different and difficult points of various teachings of the Buddha and that related to Sutra and Tantra. He submitted these questions to Manjushri through Umapa. Eventually, Tsongkhapa wished that he would himself also have a personal vision of Manjushri, and then composed hymns to Manjushri, and also spend some time in retreat, particularly emphasizing the Mondro practice of purification of negativities and enhancement and accumulation of merits and so on. And this retreat was done in the Gatong area, where I personally had the fortune to visit this retreat site. And then as a result, one day Tsongkhapa had this visionary experience, which is described in the secret biography of Tsongkhapa, where one day Tsongkhapa saw this huge mass of light, a blue light in front of him, and then as he observed carefully in the midst of this, a mass of light, there was Manjushri, and since then Tsongkhapa was able to invoke this vision of Manjushri on a repeated basis, and in that way he was able to relate to Manjushri like a teacher to disciple in a person to person relationship. And since then, in most of the major writings of Tsongkhapa, when he when he acknowledges his debt to his teacher, Manjushri was since then listed as a teacher. So the invocation of Manjushri in these kind of texts is not simply an acknowledgement that Manjushri was a meditation deity, special meditation deity, but rather there is more to it. There is an acknowledgement of Manjushri as, in fact, one of his main teachers. And this Manjushri that he had a vision of sometimes also tends to be quite harsh in his advice. In fact, once Tsongkhapa was engaged in a very extensive cycle of teachings at Sangpo Monastery, and he was, although young, but his fame as a great scholar was becoming well established, and his lectures were attended by many monk students. And at one time, while he was doing this, Manjushri told Tsongkhapa that if you are serious in deepening your understanding of the philosophy of emptiness and to gain realization of that, and also if you are serious in gaining higher levels of realizations of the path, then you must immediately, put an end to this teaching career and then seek solitude and go and, practice as a hermit. And at that time, one of Tsongkhapa's teacher, Umapa, approached Manjushri and said, the time is not right. His teachings are being attended by so many students. He is doing such beneficial work, for so many people. And by abruptly stopping this series of teachings, he'll be doing a disservice to the Buddha Dharma. So, and in fact, it might, a lot of people might misunderstand and start criticizing Tsongkhapa. And Manjushri responded to Umapa and said, whether or not, certain activity serves the Buddha Dharma is something that I will know. And if he's worried about other people criticizing him, then if they do criticize, practice patience. Yeah. So, and then as a result, Tsongkhapa, of course, went to a retreat and engaged in long solitude practice.
Yeah. Tā tēne mā shūng mūshīli ā lāngdōr nā lō kūne tōmbē mū yāng tā tēbē tēmē mā sē wā rā lēmī shē nā tārbē tōng shō tō jūgun jūwa mē jā jīshī kū jitā ngā rā tā tōmā lō shēn sē rā mī sī jī gī tā jī gī tūngē sē yā tā tēwā tūb yā mā nō wā jī yōng bā rā yā lō chūng shē kū tō wā. Tadine Hindu sanhe, mizi chigi, langdog nele, lobzhung chenye, ene, nangaji di shi gugurwaar. Dinde yena, ene, tarbada tamzhe kenpata ngele gsale ya, ene, doale ya, ene, lobzhung chigu, tebe dremi, ene, kasu uri, pige tarbada drebe, lam lo mongbe, mongbe mimba se kwe bata, me chi kwe bata es. Se, disun. Tawa na, langdo ke, 네. 롭 좀 근데서 저거 그랬으려나? 흉 근데시고, 냐라. 흉 근데시고 그랬으려나? 괜히 치는 미범 최저당. 다소 시진기. 가서 그러다. 융된 잡아. 아니, 뭐도 그냥 도체. 당연한 신기니, 귤라마다. 도대 견다. 아니, 젠남이 쟤니, 잠주 땡아. 단 점니 견주 총이 쉐타베스. 단 점니 견주 총이 슬러드. 다 추리물라바 도인베. 다들 쓰루면 다시 일어설수. 총, 견주다 총이 샤단데. 다들면 다 일어설수. 다시 단, 쉐스를 찍으려야, 추리물라바디, 다, 러바 쉐니, 그, 시드 따오르 인베 차네. 뉴에 슝재갱기. 아니, 연대회에다 샤자회 집부터 샤샤, 샤니체. 대민기 루루로 써봐서, 토미로 써봐서, 다 디디기 겐투체제. 그래서 승구요래. 쟤니, 대다하게 슝디, 롬니체세슝체. 다? 롬니체세슝체라, 롬니, 낭당 그리스나 그랬으나? 슝으로 초래와당스. 딘 안에, 근데 잠시 슝으로, 대전으로 짱짱만요. 짱짱실러, 신신다에 내가 서로. 양나식 전주 시순으로 짱짱실러, 신다에 내가 서로. 된대 멤버체. 다, 지금, 초랑초장 제세배, 세메고, 나가는 신기, 아니, 토미 구진이긴 제세배, 뭐, 뭐, 고. 신야, 아니, 지금 창사도, 사자도, 서버도, 지금 대저체. 사당. 나가는 신기, 아니, 그래. 야, 아니, 루루, 야세게, 그게 내셔베, 우메, 전주 시순, 또르줄베, 다, 가다이니 우메슝. 디디, 내가 차상하지. 아니, 시비니스, 철회와를 마송하. 슝 차상하 시비니스. 슝 차상하 시당한테, 락과 레스브를 마셨어. 삼세시 마땀, 아니, 칭지, 삼시 마, 로데아서로, 텐데마이바. 이게 딩에 되게 공두시면 되지, 쟤네. 싸워도 롤러스니. 아니, 내가 뒤에 뒤에, 칠레리아, 바, 시아바도 내려타라. 아니, 다시 쟤. 나랑 아주 넘겨야 익세스 나로리아, 마, 삽시아 뒤에, 뒤에, 생루 깎아. 정루 샤아. 정루 샤아, 남샤 달라야, 쟤마라, 전부이나. 아니, 쟤봉쟤다. 도선의 각샤, 봉순, 신의 샤야, 이게 빼지. 술을이야, 다시 쟤니. 아니? 다시 쳐보시다, 용비 몇몇인데. 아니, 우두두 차네, 샤보다, 루스나우, 자신의. 아니, 캐런인데, 아니, 야자도 르, 캐런이 맞으나? 아니, 아파, 또, 십시오, 쟤. 자자가, 이, 안다, 가사한다. 네, 안 돼. 중시 조선 천지 대결 가사.
캠부시안가.
어, 캠부시안가. 캠부시안게 드레스무비아리스. 네, 콜라만 좀 아송어리. 콩 대중 대바도 또 시송구도 와. 그다음에 흙이 대바도 이제 타취준 나와서 타 취준해 봤어. 야, 드레스무비아리스다. 저, 간다, 야, 샤르샤. 시부지, 다섯 쟨, 거, 대야. 저, 니네, 인도, 대, 락벌에, 침을 마셔. 슝밤, 쉐르, 시마, 침을 마인바. 싫다고, 털이야, 쟨, 쟨. 다, 때린. 슝도, 초래 와서, 락벌에, 침을 마셔. 끊어, 싫도, 쟨. 순순순, 되면 되는데, 그린 쇼, 지순, 캠베, 때린.
So, in the next stanza, we read, if the totally confusing darkness about points to be accepted and rejected is undispelled by the lamp of perfect learning, the path is unknown, then what need is there to mention entry into the city of liberation? So, in this, in these lines, Tsongkhapa is reminding us that we are all aware that in all of us, for all of us, in order to lead a successful way of life, we need to prepare. And the key preparation for that is education. So we ensure that we obtain the right kind of education so that we can live a life that we would like to live successfully. And this is a concept that we all understand. And so what he is saying is that if this is essential for living a successful way of life within the framework of a single lifetime, what need is there to speak of the need for such, you know, careful study for someone who is seeking the highest enlightenment, which is the ultimate aim? And then, having emphasized the need to engage in the study and the need to dispel the darkness of ignorance through the lamp and light of learning, then Tsongkhapa explains, you know, what kind of texts, what kind of topics should one study, or he has studied. And here he identifies the key texts, the texts written by, so we read here, because of this very fact, and he talks about, in the treatises of the invincible Lord of Dharma, he's talking about Maitreya here, and the world-renowned six ornaments and two supremes, I train in them all in detail. So in these two lines, he's identifying what are the key texts that he himself has studied. So these are texts authored by Maitreya, and particularly Maitreya's commentary on the perfection of wisdom, the ornament of clear realization, Abhisamaya Alamkara, and also changeless continuum, which is Ratnakotra Vibhaga, the text on Buddha nature, and also the ornament of Mahayana sutras. So altogether there is known as the five texts of Maitreya. And then he is talking about the six ornaments and two supremes. The two supreme masters here refer to the two Indian authors whose texts are authoritative on the study of monastic vows and monastic ethical discipline. And then the six ornaments refer to masters like Nagarjuna, Aryadeva, and Asanga and his brother Vasubandhu, and the two authors on Buddhist logic and epistemology, Dignag and Dharmakirti. So these are the texts that he says that he has studied, the writings of these great masters, the masters on perfectional wisdom, the masters on Abhidharma, the masters on logic and epistemology, the masters on the middle way, philosophy of emptiness. And then in the next lines, he explains what kind of approach he took when he studied these texts. And first of all, he says that he studied all of them comprehensively. So in other words, not being satisfied with just partial knowledge or one text or one of the fields, but rather he studied all these key fields of classical Buddhist knowledge. And then even here, the comprehensiveness alone is not sufficient, because someone could have a comprehensive knowledge, but the level of knowledge can be not very detailed. Someone could have a comprehensive knowledge simply based on the study of reviewing an outline of a text. So what he is saying is that not only did he engage in a comprehensive study, but also in a detailed study. And detailed here refers to the need to not only memorize the root text, carefully study the commentaries, and then subject the commentarial explanation to critical inquiry primarily through debate. And the debate is the main medium that is used in the Tibetan monastic institutions. And in the debate, for example, sometimes the text begins with three primary outlines. The first outline is a critiquing of others' standpoints. The second outline would be presentation of one's own standpoint. And the third section would be responding to possible objections to one's own standpoints from others. So within this threefold approach of critiquing others' standpoint, presenting one's own standpoint, and responding to potential criticism and objections, you can have a much more critical appreciation of the subject you are studying. And of course, in the debating courtyard, sometimes this principle is not not practiced in actual reality. You know, people may, in the course of a debate, use all sorts of clever languages to, you know, basically throwing caveats all the time, and, you know, not really getting to the bottom of the actual, you know, nitty gritty of the issues. Sometimes this can happen. In fact, one major author, Kenpo Shenka, who has written a lot of literary commentaries on many of the great Indian classics, he once told Kunalama Rinpoche, who told me that Kenpo Shenka, when commenting on Tibetan commentarial literature, would say that the Tibetan commentaries give you the impression that they have dealt with the topic in a most detailed, critical manner, in a decisive fashion. But in actual reality, often they are not that decisive, because Shenga himself, Kenpo Shenga himself, relied more heavily on the Indian commentarial tradition. This said, the ideal is still there, that when you engage with the text, you do so comprehensively and in a very careful, critical process. And it is in this way, Tsongkhapa says, that he has engaged with these great Buddhist classics. So he writes that, I trained in them all in detail, and earlier we have, because of this very fact, not satisfied by a partial and rough training. So here he mentions both the comprehensiveness of his studies and also detailedness and the critical inquiry that he has engaged in. And he says, having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom.
아드네 캬바 수류 통에 모부이 드니 땅나베로 고치고 양다지베 슝게 까나라 바바트메 양다 양도장 다디 세메고리아 잠베 인숨이어서래.
So in the next stanza, Tsongkhapa explains how he has engaged in the study of the Buddhist text, dealing with a topic of logic and epistemology. He writes, in particular, for one who sees this side, referring to ordinary beings, the one door of determining the actual reality of things is the treatises on perfect reasoning. In their difficult points, I trained repeatedly with much effort. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom.
So yang kong ngwa chibu dhira kashi yagi. Kera yini pharisin khyabar isi yagi, yini shung shenta aso yini shiram kata shayar, shiram masir yagi shayar. Yini gungin lami, yini pharisin shung zoo resi, pharisin shung zoo resi, umani pharisin ki ranglu resi, samani pharisin ki riglam resi, zhe yini pharisin ki changzin resi. Ini dua persen gelap sahaja.
Persen kerja?
Ha.
Dua.
Dua persen gelap sahaja.
Gelap sahaja.
Jadi orang, pada ngasih ni ini dua persen sahaja. Jadi semua ini barai. Jadi orang jenis sebegini, kalau kata usah ini buat dua na, jadi na dua. Jadi persen jenis sebegini, lepas sendirian saya ni, tak mesti semua lepas ni. So jadi ini menjadi sana, kalau kata persen sebegini dua sahaja dua.
So in the next stanza, Tsongkhapa explains his study of.
Chasanga, any chushu mizeng soku jevare, soku, so the pesha ozam jom posha sakshu jare. So dasa som sune devun res, devun devun sune koman res, koman koman sune chushu mizeng kare, kamsen kare, chushu mizeng di kamsen kare. The koman. 함동래 함동래 제가가 이제 고마 고마 사자스네 함동 감제레스 함동 함동 감제스네 추추 미제레스 추추 미제스네 아본 말했어요.
So in this next stanza, Tsongkhapa explains how he engaged in an intensive study of the classics dealing with the middle way philosophy of emptiness. So we read, although I worked with much hardship on the treatises of Sutra and Tantra when practicing and expounding the meaning of the profound, having seen that I had not gone far beyond the kind of view that has trained in nothing and knows nothing at all, through the path of subtle reasoning, analyzing the profound, especially of the scriptural tradition of Nagarjuna, in all the essential points that bring about right view, I properly trained and cut off doubts. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom. So here, in the Giluk traditional kind of presentation, the study of the great Indian Buddhist classics are referred to as the study of the five treatises. So these being Perfection of Wisdom, and Middle Way Philosophy of Emptiness, Logic and Epistemology, and Abhidhamma studies, which is phenomenology, and then the monastic ethics and monastic discipline. So these are the five main fields of classical scholarship. And of course, in the Sakya tradition, there is a reference to 18 major texts that are fields of study, and also there is a reference to generally 13 great classics of Indian Buddhist traditions and so on. So out of these five main fields of scholarship, Tsongkhapa is, as you can find out earlier in the previous verse, he referred to his study of logic and epistemology, pramana, and in this particular stanza, he's singling out his own study of middle way philosophy of emptiness. So what he's pointing to is that these two are the key content, the field of scholarship, and and in fact, there is a saying that epistemology and middle way philosophy are like two lions, you know, back to back, so that they are protecting, you know, guarding against all forms of threat from any direction. So they are, you know, they are in a complementary relationship. So so with respect to these major fields of traditional Buddhist scholarship, Tsongkhapa has of course composed very important treatises himself. For example, on the study of professional wisdom, he wrote the classic known as the Golden Rosary, and on epistemology and logic, although he did not write actual commentaries, but he gave a lot of explanations, many of which have been written down in the form of notes. And of course, on Madhyamaka philosophy, middle way philosophy of emptiness, Tsongkhapa has written extensively. So in a sense, the key really is the study of perfection of wisdom, where epistemology becomes a vehicle or a medium by which you study this. In fact, the great Tibetan master Jamyang Shepa, after having studied in central Tibet at the advice of the fifth Dalai Lama, returned to his native Amdo and started giving extensive lectures and teachings in Amdo, and has written extensively, particularly on the perfection of wisdom studies. So another scholar approached Jamyang Shepa and said that, people say that you are a great scholar, learned it in all the classical Buddhist fields of scholarship, but it seems you have mainly written on perfection of wisdom. Why is it that? Why haven't you written on other fields of Buddhist studies? And Jamyang Shepa said, well, all the other fields are in some sense various aspects of the perfection of wisdom. For example, perfection of wisdom is the heart of the Buddhist knowledge, and logic and epistemology is a language. It's a kind of a medium through which you can study and disseminate it. And the philosophy, the middle way philosophy of emptiness, is the philosophical standpoint of perfection of wisdom. And phenomenology, Abhidharma, actually describes the various levels of realization and experience that you can gain through the practice of perfection of wisdom. And ethics and monastic discipline basically presents the precepts of the teaching on perfection of wisdom. So the heart is the perfection of wisdom teachings. And so this reminds me of a Mongolian teacher who was very learned in the perfection of wisdom studies. And he in fact once said that although people talk highly of the fame of the three monastic universities, Sera, Drepung and Ganden, but in actual fact, it is Drepung that deserves all this reputation. And when we speak of Drepung, it is in fact Gomang College that deserves the credit. That's his own college. And then when you speak of the reputation of Gomang, it is actually the house of Hamtong, which is one of the subsections of Gomang College where he belonged. He said that deserves the reputation. And if you go further, the reputation of Hamdong is because of this sub household within that Kamzen, Churpa. And then finally, Mizen? If you
Mizen.
It is basically the native. It's a small household that represents his own native. And then even there, if you look carefully, the reputation finally comes down to me because I'm the scholar.
제가 부딩 왔을 거 같아. 저도 디퍼지에 사드래.
So similarly, although we speak of the five main treatises, the key where everything converges and settles down is the professional wisdom.
뭐야? 나중에 젊으시 나리야 투나 전부 쉬어 그래. 상하리야. 자장가다 진의 도상지에서 들어와서 사무도지 대단 퍼진테 남바니유 상하 퍼진래 신도 캡럽하고 이누시 님은 나왔다고 군도 차왔어 근데 영자 상하세지 녀람 쉬우지를 했으니 땅아 들기서 누구저도 알래 시기도 와 상하에서 온다 뺏다 쉬우지를 했으니 그것도 뺏다 람뉴부 쉬우지도 노태하지를 했으니 쉬어야 바로 왔다 님은 나왔다고 군도 차왔어 다시 젊은 시기 때 수수성도 와. 책도 댐배, 책도 대신도 삼묘책도 시도 부시지. 세월미지, 캐베, 그런 셈 봐. 텐데 태양 실업 쟤이나? 대대 셈은 원부터 이부 강사. 너 니, 대다고 봤다? 국제의 시민의 수고하다. 세월미지, 대대 셈은 원부터 이부 강사. 진짜 인도 신도 차가 광나 매배람 진짜 야원도와 깨마오 차르스 괜히 있으나 개외 땜바쇼 상제 내적관배 도시대 무중니지 뜰주 서무들 땀 무중니지는 투무무들 초무들스 무중니지 뜰주 서무들 중내 배반망구 중도장
So, in the next stanza, Tsongkhapa is explaining how he engaged in the study of Tantra, Vajrayana. He was a great admirer of the Vajrayana path and also expended a lot of time and energy in the deeper understanding of these teachings. And so he writes here, in progressing to complete Buddhahood, the profound Vajraya vehicle and the perfection of vehicle are the two varieties, secret mantra versus the perfections, is said to be the vastly superior. So Tsongkhapa is acknowledging the widespread understanding that of these two vehicles, sutra and Vajrayana, there is a recognition that the Vajrayana, the vehicle of the Vajra, is superior. And even in the West, now these days, everybody knows Vajrayana as the swift path to enlightenment. It's already, Vajrayana has established a reputation, even in the West today, as the swift path, as the superior path. And then Tsongkhapa is kind of making a slight criticism of others. He says that everywhere, renown as likens, like sun versus moon, accepting those words as statements of truth, if those holding the burden of mastery do not search about what the profound vehicle is like. So he says those who, while continually, you know, citing this statement that Vajrayana is like the sun compared to a moon and it's the supreme vehicle, but yet do not make any effort to really understand what it is. He says that, and if such as these are moreover intelligent, how could anyone else be of dull faculties? So in other words, he's saying that if these people can be described as intelligent ones, then how can, whom shall we call someone with a dull faculty? So in other words, he's saying these people who, despite making such claim, do not actually study the Vajrayana text and searches for the path, they are not truly intelligent ones. And then he writes, alas, that the very difficult to meet, unexcelled path like this be cast away without care is amazing. Because of just that, the conqueror's supreme vehicle, the Vajra vehicle, more rare than the Buddha's, the profound treasure of the two accomplishments. So here, accomplishments, he's referring to the mundane level of accomplishments and the supramundane accomplishment of Buddhahood. So these are the two accomplishments, the two siddhis. I entered and trained in for a long time with much effort. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom.
전에단 낸저 주기 아니 가서 그게 르나이 좌와 시디 정시세 디 정제리야 아니 가서 그게 차자 차자 시사 송부여 아래 탐자 아니 가르고 있다 난 차자 전부 아니 차자 아들이 하고 정기세 정기세 문제는 차자 시관에 고슴 좌와다 잡았다 정지 로당 양 미세지 송부가 이내 자와 천사 세명 로당디 규도 엄마 규도 고모님부터 다부다부 인바래 강달 규도 대 숨자라고 규도 엄마 대 숨자라고 아니 라버 루그르 웨셈 퍼지 파르도 심베 택배 급 넌시 전에 라버 루그르 웨셈 내가 시샤기 다 람 기수지 인바래 대 숨자 근데 왜다 규도 엄마 숨부디 안다 자나래 다섯 천부래 다섯 소 자나래 상하우치 냠네 생해지 기도 오메 안다 도인데 어디서 제 남남 문제 어디서 제 다섯 천부도가 맨 두지 천부 다섯 천부도가 다음에 신 이혼래도 맨 거울이야래 여사래 나중에 내서 라미 사디 시번 내서 라나 매발라 포유 캐바 나올라 니더더 용수 타고 포준 되바다 난좀 뭐지? 계속 대조기 자세 줄로 저주 세배 줄로 써봐도 당신이 대상기 주디 퍼주 뭐지? 주디 주디 지상 제가 누주 시한다 세수 문제 신대 수신 투기 걸로 주 디스 아니 대바 대지 틈이 샘지 고슴 사이드 송비 아래 세지 틈은 왜 걸었죠? 최주선지 누군데 거리시고 주주 캠페인 때 당부 자신 마음도 펴봤어요. 급히 당부 다 흉지다 장바인 숨샤.
So in the next four stanzas, Tsongkhapa is explaining how he engaged in the study of the text pertaining to the four classes of Vajrayana teachings. So in the first one, we read, without knowing the methods of the path of the three lower tantra sets. Even if one has decided that the highest yoga tantra was the best of all the tantras, it would be no more than an assertion. Having seen that well, I familiarized at length with the general and the particular tantric sets of the three families of action tantra. So he lists these as Samaya Guhya Tantra, general secret tantra, and Susiddhi, well accomplished tantra, and Sabahu Paritricha, request by Sabahu, and Dhaniyotara. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom. So in these, in this particular class of Tantra, the action Tantra, the three main sets of Tantra are the key families, and they have different subject matters. For example, in the secret general Tantra, there's a lot of explanation of the various mandalas. And in the Susiddhi Tantra, the well-accomplished, there's a lot of explanation of the various meditative states that pertain to these mandalas and so on. But the key practice in the action Tantra is what is described as the meditative yogis of sign, yogis with yoga, with sign and without signs. And then in this next line, he speaks about his study of the performance tantra, Charya Tantra. So we read of the second set of tantras, the performance tantras. The principle is Vairojana Adhisambodhi. By training in it, I created excellent certainty about what is the sphere of the performance tantra. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom. And then in the next stanza we read of the third set of tantras, the yoga tantras. The principle is the glorious tattva samgraha. By training in the explanatory tantra, Vajrashekara, and so forth, I experienced the festival of the yoga tantras. Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom. So one of the the unique aspect of the Yoga Tantra teachings is taking body, speech, mind, and action as the basis of purification, and then the yoga with sign and yoga without signs are employed as the main meditative practices to purify all the aspects of our body, speech, mind, and as well as action as well. And the one of the important points Tsongkhapa is also making here is that in contrast to the highest yoga class, in the first three levels of Tantra, all the presentations of the path is premised upon the gross levels of mind, just as in the case of sutras. So all the presentations of the path and the cultivation of the path really takes place on the gross levels of our ordinary mind. And if you look at the different traditions of Buddhism across the world, we will see that the many teachings of the first three levels of Tantra can be found in other traditions other than Tibetan. For example, you find in the Chinese tradition there's a Vajrayana teachings. For example, there's those teachings that deal with Vairochana Tantra, those teachings that deal with Avalokiteshvara Tantra. So you see these teachings and practices in China, Korea, and Japan as well. And then in the next stanza, Tsongkhapa talks about his studies of the highest yoga class of Tantra, where we read, "For the fourth, Anuttara Yoga, renowned as sun and moon-like among the masters of the superior land, of the father Tantra such as Grihasamaja, and the Yogini Tantra such as Hevajra and Samvara, I trained in the root Tantras and the explanatory Tantras." And so he talks about his study of both father Tantras and mother Tantras, not only the root Tantras, but also the explanatory Tantras and the subsequent Tantras and so on. And then he also talks about the study of Kalachakra Tantra, style of presentation is very different from the other highest yoga class. So he writes, "Differing in tradition from the explanation of other sutras and tantras, I trained in Kalachakra on the basis of the explanatory commentary, Vimala Prabha, the stainless light." So he says that he studied Kalachakra Tantra with the aid of Vimala Prabha, the stainless light commentary. And then he writes, "Having thought about this, my goal has been good. You are very kind, O treasure of holy wisdom." And so we read, first, in the beginning, the period of searching for vast and extensive learning. So this is the first part of his autobiographical song.
자다가 또 말아서 또 견해로 또 지기나 또 흉들 자다 점시 그러면 나는 신지 흉들 패디 또 장토나 야오야래 땅아 꼬리야 점시기 사제베 캐버스 아저 사진 공모주 좀 나러래 아니 나 꼬리 역사야래 부등기 역사야래 응 안 되지 가서
So, for those of us who are serious in our understanding of the Buddhist path and also wanting to engage in a serious practice, it would be helpful to take the example of Tsongkhapa's life and try to find a way of studying the text that he's referring to. And with respect to the study of Tantra, there are the writings of the great Satchapa masters, particularly the first three Satcha patriarchs, have contained good explanations on Tantra, and Putin's writings are extensive on Tantra, and also Tsongkhapa wrote his great treatise on the stages of the path of secret mantra, Vajrayana, which is also a very good resource for the study. So we will leave here today.
Jambayabhavya-chadra-kyambha-bhambhundu-sambhu-dhyam-dhe-shin-dhe-dhe-dha-kunji-chadra-dha-kyawa-dhe-dha-tham-che-ra-tho-no-dhe-sum-she-ve-kyawa-tham-che-ki-ngo-ga-na-sha-dho-ngap-
大概叫张这个叫三伯，就是让中老话了，去东南广播，现在是现在叫张阿刚先生，有所家境，那么刚才在上等的牛多，当中去年上面等着当小总，都是都在等着当两只老妹子，等别没弄给没用多。